everybody.
Hey, Kristen, what are you so excited about?
I'm actually pretty pumped to talk about feminazis.
Hell, me too, now that you mention it. Let's do this.
So this week's question is coming from Gracie, who wanted to know, can you please explain to your viewers why the term feminazi is so completely unacceptable? I try to explain why comparing someone who wants equal rights to those who killed millions of innocent people is not okay, but no one using this term seems to understand why this is so bad.
You know, I'm going to answer this first. Do you know what, Gracie? People know that the Nazis are bad. People are well aware of it. In fact, people know that the Nazis were so bad that to be compared to a Nazi is a really bad thing. So when they're calling you a feminazi, it isn't some kind of accident.
First of all, Gracie, while it is commendable that you've tried to reason with these people who are insulting you in this way, I don't think that they actually care how bad feminazi might be as a term.
Actually, that's entirely the point. It's so that you, as feminazis, understand that through the magic of shaming language, what you are doing is not okay.
The point of feminazi isn't to, you know, foster some kind of insightful dialogue. It's a one-word attempt to silence, usually, women.
Yeah, but that's only because feminists are usually women, and that's because women are normally the primary beneficiaries of what feminism is trying to push. And people use the term feminazi because it doesn't look like you're trying to push equality, it looks like you're trying to push supremacy. But you are right, it is a way of trying to shut down whatever you're doing. It's very much like the word misogynist.
And honestly, when it comes to how bad it is to call someone a feminazi, I would argue that it's actually worse for the speaker than the so-called feminazi. It reveals so much about how little you think about women.
Okay, well, that would be a bad argument, because it doesn't say anything about how you feel about women. It says everything about how you feel about feminism, specifically about the sort of people who use feminism as if they are in some kind of gender jihad and need to go on about things like power and dominance.
And ultimately, how scared you are of power being taken away, of dynamics being shaken irrevocably out of control, of people no longer knowing what to do, what their roles can be, and thus being probably emasculated or defeminized.
Just like that. Most people aren't particularly interested in discussing power dynamics, because for most people, in most interpersonal relationships, they're not that important. Most people, and I know I'm generalizing here, want to treat others as equals. But that's not what feminists want.
How did this whole feminazi thing get started in the first place? Conservative radio host, author, and I don't know, semi-pundit, I guess you could call him, Rush Limbaugh, in the late 80s and early 90s, made feminazi a term. Limbaugh first coined feminazi to describe, and I quote, a woman to whom the most important thing in life is seeing to it that as many abortions as possible are performed.
And I woke up today to find the hashtag #ShoutYourAbortion was trending on Twitter, with really, really responsible, morally upright people turning around and saying, yeah, you know what? Getting an abortion was the best thing I ever fucking did. I am so proud of having killed the unborn child within me that I am going to take to Twitter and brag about it.
There are no feminists out there who are rallying for as many abortions as possible.
Are you sure about that? Just out of interest.
There is so much misconception between being pro-choice and pro-reproductive rights and pro-abortion. Those are entirely different things, and they're often conflated for the sake of trying to silence women.
Again, not women, feminists. But okay, abortion makes people's lives better. #ShoutYourAbortion. Is that a pro-abortion statement, or is that a pro-choice statement?
At the root of this whole feminazi logic is fear. We have falsely created this image of the feminazi who is to blame for all of the things that confuse us and make us nervous about modern society, rather than taking a look around, practicing a little bit of empathy, looking beyond our own backyards and beyond our own noses, and not being so scared of other people.
All the things that confuse us about modern society. Do you really think that's the case? Or do you think that maybe it's you kind of psycho gender supremacists who are running around saying, you know what, you deserve to have any power you have taken away from you. Why? Because you were born wrong, of course. And now we're going to talk about empathy. I know how afraid you are, and I'm going to just belittle that. But we're going to talk about empathy because that's what feminism is all about.
So Gracie, I totally agree that comparing feminists to a group of heinous woman-hating individuals responsible for a mass genocide...
Fucking what? The Nazis weren't woman-haters, you mental. They even had specific kind of awards that went directly to women who were mothers for producing so many fine Aryan children for the German nation. And if you compare that to the people the Germans actually hated...
is, at best, just a little bit off base, and at worst, historically disrespectful and minimizing of the actual, real, lived horrors of the Holocaust that continue to reverberate in our society and in Jewish culture today.
Yeah, and one of the main reasons the Holocaust was able to happen was the psychology behind what was going on. The psychology of dehumanization, to make your Jewish neighbor less than human. So it's okay to vandalize his property, to drive him out of his home, to ship him off to a fucking death camp. Dehumanizing people is a bad thing. Any people, whether it's the evil, oppressive men of the patriarchy, or your own unborn children. It is not hard to find feminists on the internet saying something like, abortion is not murder, plain and simple. You are not killing a human being, you are killing a cluster of cells. Do you see what I mean about dehumanizing people? Even if they are very tiny, very underdeveloped, unborn people. That is still a human life that you are dehumanizing. And it is being done to facilitate a cavalier attitude towards abortion. It's fucking vile.